Hare Krishna， 各位尊敬的奉献者们，今天是2020年12月3日，星期四。今天呢，我们又非常荣幸的邀请到我们敬爱的陈德西克帕布，继续为我们讲述有关主 Krishna 惩罚卡利亚蛇的逍遥时光。欢迎大家聆听。
Hare Krishna, good morning to everybody.
Hare Krishna, 大家。早上好。
So we shall continue our recitation of the incident with Kaliya.
我们呢将继续来讲述有关卡利亚的故事。
We'll recite our prayers and then we shall begin.
我们呢会先引诵一些祷文，然后呢我们再开始讲述。
We should be able to finish this.Pastime today.
我们今天呢，就是能够结束这个逍遥时光的讲述。
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Tamal Krishna Goswami Itinamine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale SrimateBhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Peshatarine Nam Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana ShalakayaChakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam SavadutamArijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo NamahaOm Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim VyasamTato Jayamudirayet Hare Krishna. So last week we spoke about some chastisement Krishna received, some chastisement Kaliya received from Krishna.And we also heard how Kaliya's wives involved themselves to ask for Krishna's to release him, not to stop chastising him.
我们上周呢就是提到了就是卡利亚蛇呢接受了 Krishna 的惩罚，以及卡利亚蛇的妻子们，他们呢参与到其中，请求 Krishna 能够就是。把卡利亚蛇放出来，然后呢，就是这个故事。
So as you recall, Krishna beat out Kaliya's poison.
如果你们还能够记起的话呢，就是。Krishna 呢，他把卡利亚蛇的这个毒素都给他，击打出来。
And as you also remember, Kaliya's wives had informed Kaliya in the past about Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they were devotees of the Lord. They had become devotees of the Lord somehow.
就是如果你们还记得的话呢，就是我们也谈到了，就是卡利亚蛇的妻子们呢，在过去呢曾经就是告知过卡利亚蛇有关至尊主Krishna，因为他们是Krishna的奉献者。
But because of his envy and anger and so many things, he could not understand the teachings, although they shared with him, they kind of preached to him, but because of his contamination, he could not accept or understand, but they had planted the seed within his heart.
但是呢，由于卡利亚蛇的他的嫉妒，他的愤怒，所以呢，就是他无法理解，就当时给他的这种教导，就是尽管他的妻子们给他分享了，就是向他传教了，但是呢，由于他的这种受污染的这种状态，所以呢，他没法接受，没法理解这个教导。但是呢，仍然他的妻子就是在卡利亚舍的内心当中为他播下了这个奉爱的种子。
So, from this we can understand the understanding of the teachings of Krishna consciousness is not just an intellectual activity. It also requires a purified heart.
所以呢，从这个意义上来讲呢，我们可以理解到，就是一个人他要能够理解 Krishna 知觉的教导的话，这不仅仅是一种智力、智性层面的一个活动，而且也需要内心一定程度的净化。
That is why we encourage, well, we ourselves, but also to some extent we encourage others, right, to do something to purify their hearts, like whether it's chanting or some service. Because as the heart becomes more purified, we understand the teachings of Krishna consciousness more properly and more deeply.
所以呢，这也是我们自身以及我们呢也鼓励他人，就是说能够去从事一定的服务，做一些事情，能够净化我们自己，要么是通过念诵，要么是通过具体的这个服务。因为就是我们就是这样做的越多的话呢，我们就会越多的得到这个净化。这样的话呢，我们就可以更加恰当的以及深刻的去理解 Krishna 知觉。
As it was with Kaliya.
所以呢，这就是适用在卡利亚身上的这个事情。
So previously he could not really understand what his wives had told him, but now the poison and his, you know, bad, sinful qualities had been purified by Krishna's dancing, then he understood.
卡利亚蛇呢，他过去呢未能理解他妻子对他的这些教导。但是呢，当他体内的这些毒液，他的这些坏的品质，由于 Krishna 在他就是头上起舞，他得以净化之后，他现在可以得以理解。
And by this time he was almost dead.
这个时候呢，他几乎快要死去了。
Because Krishna really gave him a beating.
因为 Krishna 真的是重重的击打了他。
But you might remember in the beginning of the incident when Lord Krishna began to, when Lord Krishna jumped into the Jamuna River and so on, and all the residents came, Balaram, Lord Balaram was smiling.
如果你们还记得的话呢，就是在这个故事的刚开始的时候呢，就是在最初 Krishna 呢，他跳到了这个亚姆纳河，然后呢，就是岸边的这个 Vrindavan 的这些居民们，都在这个岸边，然后呢， Balarama 呢，只是笑着观看。
And as the Bhagavatam tells us, he explains, the Bhagavatam, the commentary tells us that Lord Balaram was thinking that even I, because one of the expansions of Lord Balaram is Anantashesha, that even I as Anantashesha do not get, Krishna does not play with me in this way. He just lies on me. But with Kaliya, he did so much more.
就是呢，圣莲博迦瓦塔那评述者呢，就告诉我们说，就是这个时候呢，主巴拉拉玛，他就在想，因为主巴拉拉玛呢，他有一个形体是阿纳纳西沙，那么他当时就想呢，就是即便是我都没有机会，就是说 Krishna 能够这样给我玩，因为 Krishna 只是躺在我的这个蛇床上。但是呢，对卡利亚蛇来说，他就是对他做的更多一些。
So Lord Balaram was smiling in this, thinking about this.
所以呢，想到这一点，就是主巴拉拉玛不禁就是就是微笑起来。
So and again, another lesson as we understand is for.Purification of the heart requires a lot of beating.
还有另外一个理解呢，就是说我们知道，如果要得到内心的净化呢，需要更多的这种重击，这种击打。
It's not always pleasant.
这并不是令人非常的愉悦。
But it helps us.Become purified, detached from our material desires and our false ego and all of these other things. So it's also necessary.
但是呢，这会能够帮助我们能够得到净化，帮助我们不依附于我们的物质的欲望，以及不依附于假我，这些呢都是必要的。
And as we also recall, Kaliya's wives could see he was undergoing a transformation.
而且如果我们还能够记起的话呢，就是卡利亚蛇的妻子们，他们可以看到，就是卡利亚蛇正在经历着转变。
And that's why they appealed to Lord Krishna on his behalf.
这就是为什么他们为了卡利亚蛇的这个益处去请求 Krishna.
Originally, they thought, we'll just let him die. He's just such a horrible creature. Just let him die.
最初的时候呢，他们就在想，还是让他就死去就算了，因为他是这么可怕的一个生物。
But then they saw they could visibly see he was transforming by Krishna's mercy.
但是呢，后来他们可以亲眼看到，由于 Krishna 的仁慈呢，卡利亚蛇已经在经历着转变。
So then they appealed to Krishna, and we heard about their prayers last week also.
然后呢，他们就向 Krishna 请求祈祷。我们上周呢，也就是聆听了有关他们的这个祈祷。
You may also remember that in order to invoke Krishna's compassion, they put their children, in the front.
我们呢可能也听到了，就是为了能够激起 Krishna 内心中的这种怜悯之心，他们呢。就是把他们的这个孩子，就是置于他们之前。
You probably remember recently, not so long ago, was the Govardhan Puja pastime.
你们呢？就是可能也会回忆起，在不久就最近呢，是这个高瓦的山丽拉的这个逍遥时光。
And we know the big mistake that Indra had made.
我们知道呢，主因着他犯了一个很大的错误。
He basically tried to kill Krishna and the cows and the cowherds. You know, that's how illusioned he became.
他呢，就是基本上想要就是杀 这个 Krishna 还有这些母牛这些小牛犊，他呢就是受到了这个迷惑。
But when he was advised by Lord Brahma, don't go alone to ask for forgiveness.
但是呢，就是他寻求主 Brahma 的建议，主 Brahma 呢就建议他说，不要独自一个人前去祈求宽恕。
When I went alone and tried to ask for forgiveness for my offense, Krishna did not pay any attention to me.
主 Brahma 就警告他说，当我自己就是亲自前往祈求 Krishna 宽恕的时候呢， Krishna 对我置之不理。
So better you take someone whom Krishna is favorable towards.
你最好呢还是带上一位就是 Krishna 很喜爱的一个人。
So I suggest you take Surabhi Devi, the heavenly Kamadenu cow, celestial cow.
所以呢我建议你还是带上这个 Surabhi 这个乳牛，这个就是天堂般的这种带看书的牛，就是这种牛。
But we all know Krishna is very favorable towards cows.
我们都知道 Krishna 是特别喜欢这个母牛的。
So Brahma said, take her with you.
所以 Brahma 就建议说，你还是带上母牛。
So he did.
所以呢，他就照做了。
And it was Surabhi Devi, the celestial cow, who asked on Indra's behalf.You please forgive him. And because of that, you know, Krishna became softened and, you know, accepted her request because he wanted to please her.
所以呢，由于这个Surabhi 这个母牛呢，它是这个天堂的这个的母牛，然后呢，它就是为了这个 Indra 的益处呢，就是向 Krishna 祈求这个宽恕，然后呢。Krishna 呢，就是由于是 Surabhi 向他进行祈求，所以呢，他的内心就变得柔软，他就接受了他的这种请求。
So in this incident, the Nagapatnis, we remember the word Nagapatni. I wrote it last time. They appealed on their husband's behalf.
所以呢，同样类似的，就是说 Nagapatnis。就是卡利亚蛇的妻子们，他们也是为了卡利亚蛇的益处向 Krishna 请求祈祷。
Kaliya himself was so beaten he could basically he was unconscious.
就是呢，卡利亚蛇呢被重重的击打之后呢，基本上他都要快失去知觉了。
So he couldn't really even speak.
所以呢，他甚至都无法说话。
And of course, his wife, they could see this. And they could see he had transformed. His heart and consciousness had become favorable towards Lord Krishna. And therefore, they appealed to him on his behalf.
他的妻子呢，就是可以看到，就是卡利亚蛇呢，他的这个内心知觉已经得到了这个转变。所以呢，就是为了卡利亚蛇的益处，他的妻子们向 Krishna 进行祈求。
So this is another lesson. Sometimes Krishna, for one reason or another, he may not wish to accept us or our service or our prayers. But if we appeal to Krishna's devotees or if they appeal on our behalf, then it becomes much more possible.
所以呢，这也是我们可以学到的一个这是其中的一个教导，就是说有时候 Krishna 可能并不会直接接受我们或者接受我们的祈祷我们的服务，但是呢，如果是 Krishna 的这些纯粹的奉献者，他为了我们的益处向 Krishna 祈祷的话呢，这个时候 Krishna 很有可能就会接受。
You may have.I mean, we, you know, very often we talk about the importance of Krishna's devotees.
我们呢总是谈论 Krishna 的奉献者的这个重要性。
And we read about it a lot. We hear about it a lot in, you know, our different lectures. that we hear, different lessons that we hear.
我们在不同的讲课、不同的这些教导之中，我们都已经读了很多，聆听过很多。
Of course, this doesn't mean we should think every devotee is a great saint.
但是呢，这并不意味着就是我们认为每位奉献者都是一位伟大的圣者。
We have probably also experienced some unfortunate interactions with devotees who don't behave properly or don't speak properly or don't practice properly. You know, these situations are also there.
我们呢也肯定就是可能就是体验过一些不幸的一些经历，就在我们跟奉献者交往的过程当中，可能有些奉献者行为啊、言行啊、还有就是他们的这个灵修各个方面可能都不是很恰当。
So certainly we have to learn to discriminate so we are not misused or disturbed and etc.
所以呢我们同时呢也需要学会就是区分这些不同的情况，这样的话呢我们就不会误用或者是就是受到打扰。
But at the same time, as we read and hear, we must also learn to deeply appreciate.Krishna's devotees.
但是呢，随着我们就是阅读以及聆听，我们就需要就是更加深刻的去欣赏就是 Krishna 的奉献者。
Not just the big senior devotees or the sannyasis or the gurus, but even the normal regular devotees.
不光是去欣赏那些非常伟大的那些年长资深的奉献者sannyasi们以及咕噜们，而且呢去欣赏就是普通的一般的奉献者
who may not necessarily be so advanced or so perfect, but we have to learn to appreciate their being devotees, which is very rare in itself.
他们就是本身可能说并不是说那么的一定进步或者是完美，但是呢就是他们成为奉献的本身就已经非常罕有了，就是我们应该为此而去欣赏他们。
Because that will attract the goodwill of Krishna.
因为这会吸引到就是 Krishna 非常美好的这个祝愿。
Which is what we all want.
这都是我们想要的。
So because the Nagapatnis appealed on their husband's behalf, Krishna was more inclined to forgive Kaliya.
所以呢由于卡利亚舍的这些妻子们就是为了她的丈夫向 Krishna 祈祷，所以呢 Krishna 他就是更加的能够宽恕卡利亚舍。
So in their prayers, I'm just posting it here,In the first, six prayers, they glorify Krishna's mercy.
就是呢，在他们的这个祈祷当中呢，在前六个祈祷当中呢，就是他们荣耀了，就是 Krishna.
His mercy.
Krishna, 他荣耀了 Krishna 的这个仁慈。
Because what they want to invoke the Lord's mercy to forgive Kaliya.
因为他们想要就是激发 Krishna 的这个仁慈，然后呢去宽恕卡利亚舍。就是在这个33-38诗节。
And then in the next 11 verses, they pay their obeisances and offer different prayers in that way through obeisances.
在接下来的11个，在接下来呢，就是他们就是，在接下来的10个诗节，39-48诗节当中呢，他们就是，向 Krishna 做了11次的顶拜，向 Krishna 供奉了他们的祷文。
So after hearing their prayers, as I mentioned last week, And somebody asked the question. Krishna said, I just need to dance a few more steps to completely purify him.
就是我在上一次讲课当中呢，就是提到了，就在他们祈祷之后呢，奎斯纳当时说，我就只需要在他头上再跳那么几下，他就可以得到完全的净化。
But they said, I will worry if you one or two more steps, he might die.
但是呢，卡利亚的蛇的妻子们，他们就回答说。我们担心如果你再这么弄几下的话，他可能就一命呜呼了。
And then they said, Krishna said, well, let him die, then he can give up his horrible snake body and get a spiritual body.
然后呢，奎斯拉就说，那他这样死去也挺好的，这样的话呢，他就可以放弃他的这个非常可怕的这个蛇的身体，他就可以得到一个灵性的一个躯体。
But then they said, well, if that happens, then we'll be widows.
然后呢，卡利亚蛇的妻子们就继续回复道，就是如果这种情况发生的话，那么我们都成了寡妇了。
And then some other, again, another envious, horrible snake, serpent may try to forcibly take us as their wife, as his wife, wives.
如果我们成了寡妇的话呢，那么其他的那些充满嫉妒的可怕的那些蛇，可能就会强迫我们成为他们的妻子。
Now Kaliya has become a Vaishnava. It's better we just remain with him. He will protect us.
现在呢，卡利亚蛇已经成为一位奉献 Vaishnava 了。然后呢，最好就是我们还是跟他在一起，他呢还可以保护我们。
So someone asked last week, we didn't answer the question. I think it was Sati, Mataji or someone, I don't remember. That means that Kaliya wasn't fully purified.
Anchi Mataji. 就是上周的时候呢，有一位Mataji, Anchi, 他问了一个问题，我们当时就是没有回答。就是有关这个卡利亚蛇的这个身体是否就是完全进化的这样的问题。
Krishna was just there's a few answers. One answer is Krishna is just sort of joking with the widows. Krishna is joking with the Nagapatnis.
Now you answer the question to raise
knowledge.
Okay. 就上周安琪妈大姐的这个问题比较长一点就是现在爬布就来回答你这个问题。就说这个答案呢其中之一就是 Krishna 现在在跟这个卡利亚蛇的这个妻子们在开玩笑。
Just to see what they would say and, you know, what is their response and such and such.
Krishna 想要看这个卡利亚蛇的妻子们他们会如何作答会看看他们的反应如何
But also after this So after their prayers then Krishna jumped down from Kaliya jumped from his hoods and just stood on the ground there
然后呢在这之后呢他们祈祷之后呢 Krishna 就从卡利亚蛇的这个头棚上跳下来跳到了地上。
And it says that then Krishna touched Kaliya with his hand, and by doing that, Krishna released him from all of the pain and suffering. And even if there was something still left by the touch of Krishna's hand, that was also all removed.
然后呢 ，Krishna 他就用他的手触碰了卡利亚蛇的就触碰了卡利亚蛇，以此呢，就是让卡利亚蛇从他的这种痛苦，这种剧痛中就是缓解出来。就是即便卡利亚蛇可能他还有一些就是不纯粹的就是地方剩下，但是呢，就是经过 Krishna 的这个触碰的话呢，他一切都得以清除。
And then Kaliya.Now that he has been, you know, released from his pain and suffering, then he offers his own prayers.
在看哈利亚时，他从这种痛苦疼痛中就是解脱缓解出来之后呢，然后呢他就开始自己开始向库什纳供奉祷文了。
So punishment is actually a blessing.
所以呢，惩罚也是一种祝福。
And we should try to take it like that.
我们呢应该以此方式来接受。
And then it has a reason. Otherwise, we will just feel like a victim, and we will blame others, and say it's not fair, and such and such.
所以呢，这就是原因。否则的话呢，我们就会把自己当成是受害者，我们就会谴责他人，我们认为这不公平。
So better we see it as Krishna's using it to purify ourselves, to become more purified and come closer to His lotus feet. That way, it has a purpose.
所以呢。就是我们最好就是说还是就是依此方式来看待这种情况就是呢 Krishna 是用这种情况来净化我们，让我们变得更加的净化这样的话呢，我们就可以更加的去接近 Krishna 的莲花主这就是这个目的所在。
So Krishna tells him,the first thing Krishna tells him, you need to leave the Jamuna.
所以呢 ，Krishna 最初告诉他的就是你最好你应该离开亚穆纳河。
Even though now Kaliya has become purified, no more poison, he's become a devotee of the Lord, but he's still very fearful, right? He's a big fearful snake.
所以呢，尽管这个时候呢，卡利亚什他已经得到了净化，体内也没有这些毒液了，他已经成了奉献者了。但是呢，仍然他看起来还是他的就是外形看起来还是挺可怕的样子。
So Krishna said, because of that, you should leave here.
所以呢 ，Krishna 就说，因为这个原因，所以你应该离开这儿。
Because now this place.You know, this part of the Jamuna, the residents of Vrindavan will want to come here and bathe, and the cows will want to come here and drink the water. But if they know you are still here, then none of them will come.
因为现在就是Vrindavan 的居民呢，这个地方呢，他们知道了，他们呢，就是会来这个地方，然后呢，沐浴，或者是这个母牛呢，会来吃饮水。但是呢，如果你仍然停留在这个地方的话呢，他们肯定都不敢来了。
So Krishna said, better you leave. Go back to where you came from.
所以呢 ，Krishna 说，最好你还是回去，就是回到你原初来的地方。
From the ocean, he had some place in the ocean.
就是回到你那个海洋中，就是你刚开始的时候，它就是在这个海洋中。
So now we come to, oh sorry, before we go there. So then, Kaliya and his wives, they worship Krishna.
于是呢，就是卡利亚什和他的妻子们就开始崇拜 Krishna。
From the description, which we also spoke about when we first began this lesson, it says when Kaliya prayed, he folded his hands.
就在刚开始的时候呢，我们也提到了，就是在卡利亚什开始祈祷的时候呢，他就双手合十。
So this would seem to indicate, as we spoke on the first day, that some of these serpents, these nagas,Some of these nagas are kind of human snake mix.
这是我们在第一课的时候当时提到的，就是有些这个蛇呢，它其实是就是半人半形的半蛇。
So some of these species they're just, you know, fully snakes, like we understand they're just snakes. But some of the more advanced species of snakes seem to be, some of them, and it's true, sort of half-human snake.
有些蛇呢就完全的是这种蛇身的、形状，有些可能更为、高等的进化的这些蛇呢，它们就是、半人半蛇的一个形体、
because、
这种情况 是存在的，也是真的。
And、because it says Kaliya folded his hands, what hands? Snakes normally don't have hands.
因为这里提到了就是卡利亚蛇呢它双手合十，那么就是通常的话呢蛇是、没有这个那个足和这个脚还有手的。
And there are descriptions in the Puranas of some Nagas being like this also.
所以呢在、有些 Purana 中呢就描述说有些蛇呢、就像这个、卡利亚蛇一样。
And you, I think you have seen some of the paintings of the Naga Patnis, Kaliya's wives praying. You know, they sort of have their upper body is more human-like and their lower part of their body is more snake-like.
我想你们可能也看到过有关就是对于、就是 Naga Patnis, 就是卡利亚蛇的妻子们的一些画像，就是在他们祈祷、像惠斯纳祈祷的时候的这个图片。就是他们的这个形状呢基本上是他们上半身是像是人的这个形状，然后呢下半身是蛇身。
So they offered their prayers and worship. They sat Krishna down and worshipped him and gave jewels and clothes and all these things.
所以呢当 Krishna 就是在下了地面的时候呢，他们就开始向 Krishna 供奉祷文，向 Krishna 提供这些供奉这个珠宝衣服
等等。
等等。
And they also offered sandalwood paste, because Kaliya said, because of my strong poison, you have been burnt. So this sandalwood willcool your skin.
然后呢卡利亚蛇也向 Krishna 供奉了这个檀香浆，他当时想呢因为我由于我的这个毒液可能会灼伤了你的这个皮肤，所以呢现在就是他可以檀香浆可以让你就是能够感到这种凉爽。
And then after pleasing Krishna in this wayThen Kaliya and his family, they left the river Jamuna to return to their place in the ocean, which we will talk about a little bit later.
所以呢在、这之后呢卡利亚蛇他的妻子们他的这些、家人们他们都一起回到了这个海洋，就是他们原初的、这个地方。那后面呢我们会再、详细的讲述这一点。
And he also offered Krishna that if you ever need, now I have the imprints of your lotus feet on my head.
然后呢、就是他也就是说、就是我现在我的头棚上呢已经有了你的这个莲花足印。
And it also says that Krishna'sfeet had become a little bit reddish from the jewels on the Kaliya's hoods.
而且描述说呢就是、Krishna 的莲花足由于触碰到这个卡利亚蛇的这个头棚上的这些珠宝，它的莲花足变得、就是、通红。
And sometimes it's described、that these very powerful serpents, they have jewels on their heads, on their hoods.
就是说呢、有些非常、有力量的这些蛇呢，他们的头棚上是有很多的这些珠宝的。
And in Kaliya's case, that was the case. He had jewels on some of his heads. So when Krishna was dancing on his heads,His lotus feet had become a little bit reddish from the touch of these jewels.
所以呢，就是呢，在卡利亚蛇的身上呢，也是，就是他的这个头棚上有很多的这个珠宝。Krishna 在他头棚上起舞呢 ，Krishna 的这个莲花主就就是变得有些红。
So the imprint, because when Krishna told Kaliya to go back to the ocean, Kaliya was a little bit worried about Garuda. Maybe Garuda will attack and kill me.
因为呢，当 Krishna 就是训示卡利亚蛇你要回到这个海洋中的时候呢，那个卡利亚蛇这时候他还有一些焦虑担忧。因为他害怕这个嘎鲁达会就是攻击他，把他给吃掉。那么，所以这个时候，就是他有点焦虑。
But Krishna said, "No, no, he won't do that now because my lotus feet are imprinted, upon your hoods."
啊，这个时候呢 ，Krishna 就安慰他说。不不，你没有必要担心，因为我的这个莲花主印已经印在了你的头棚上。然后这样的话呢，他就不会对你怎么样。
And now that Kaliya has become a devotee of the Lord, then certainly Garuda will be very pleased.
这个时候呢，卡利亚蛇已经变成了主的奉献者，那嘎鲁达呢，肯定也对此非常的开心。
So Kaliya offered the Lord, I'll put it here. He also felt. Kaliya offered the Lord, if you ever need a carrier, if you ever need to go somewhere, you please let me know.
所以呢，就是卡利亚呢，然后也在下面的。也在这个四个诗节当中，他向 Krishna 供奉了这个祷文，就在56到59诗节，就说呢，他向 Krishna 祈祷说，如果你要是去到远方的某个地方的话呢，你可以就说告诉我。
Because he knows that Garuda is the carrier of Lord Krishna.
因为他知道 Garuda 呢是主的这个坐骑。
So he also, now that he has also become a devotee of the Lord, he also wants to be a carrier of the Lord.
他呢现在已经成了主的奉献者，他呢也想成为就是主的这个就是坐骑，能够载着主去到其他地方。
So I have posted something on our Skype chat. It's the 10th canto, chapter 16, 65 to 67 in the purport.
就是呢，我在 Skype 的这个对话稿中贴出来了，就是在圣莲博迦瓦坛的第十篇16章65到67诗节的这个要旨当中。
In which Kaliya makes this request.
就是呢，在此呢，卡利亚蛇就做出了他的请求。
And then it also tells us that sometimes, because as we know, Krishna, he appears once in the day of Lord Brahma. We have heard that many times.
就是呢，我们已经聆听过很多次，就是呢，主 Krishna 在主 Brahma 的一天中显现一次。
And every time he appears, the pastimes, of course, there's unlimited variety of the pastimes because the Lord is unlimited, but the basic pattern is the same.
就是呢，由于主呢，他自身是无限的，所以呢，他的这个逍遥时光的这个多样性也是无限的。但是呢，无论就是他显现的时候呢，就是总有一些就是一些模式的。
Basically the same. The pattern is the same.
就是呢，这些范式这些是一样的。
Means, you know, he appears in Mathura, he goes to Vrindavan, Kamsa sends many demons, and then Krishna goes to Mathura to kill him, and so on. So that basic storyline is similar, but the details within that are unlimited.
就是呢，这个基本上这些范式其实都是一样的。就比如说 Krishna 他都是显现在这个 Mathura， 后来去到了这个 Vrindavan， 然后呢，这些恶魔们杀掉他，然后呢 Krishna 回到 Mathura 去杀这些恶魔，所以呢，这些是一样的，但是呢，具体的每一个逍遥时光的这些细节方面可能是不一样。
So on some occasions, it is said that Krishna, he goes from Vrindavan to Mathura through the Jamuna River riding on Kaliya.
有时候呢，描述说就是当 Krishna 他从这个 Vrindavan 去到 Mathura， 他经过这个亚姆纳河的时候呢，他当时是坐着这个卡利亚蛇。
Right, we read in the Bhagavatam, we read that Akrura came and they went by chariot on the road.
就是呢，我们在就是《薄伽梵谈》当中，读到当这个，当就是说，
Akrura
前来。
And they go on the chariot on the road.
他们呢是在路上坐的这个马车。
But sometimes Krishna goes by boat, and who is the boat? The boat is Kaliya.
但是呢，有时候描述说 Krishna 呢，他是坐船，就是前去的。那么这个船具体指什么呢？其实就是乘坐的这个卡利亚蛇。
Kaliya, Krishna rides on the hoods of Kaliya.And Kaliya swims, you know, goes from Vrindavan to Mathura through the Jamuna River.
所以呢，Krishna 呢，他就坐在这个卡利亚蛇的这个头棚上，卡利亚蛇呢就就是从这个河的一边游到另外一边，游过这个亚姆纳河。当 Krishna 从这个 Vrindavan 去到 Mathura 经过亚姆纳河的时候。
So this was Kaliya's request. Now that I am, and actually he is the younger brother of Garuda. Same father, different mothers.
所以呢，这就是这个卡利亚蛇，他的这个请求。其实呢，卡利亚蛇呢，他跟就是Garuda呢，他们其实也是这个兄弟来着，他们有就是。同父异母。
One great sage, Kasyapa, he's one of the Prajapatis.
就是一位伟大的圣人 Kasyapa， 他是就是 Prajapati.
Prajapati, progenitors, right? They produced species of life.
就是呢，他是生物体的这个创造者。
Just writing. So this one Kasyapa Muni.
Kasyapa Muni.
Prajapati means they like their progenitors.Right, they produce species of life. They're like the original ancestors.
Prajapatis 呢，就是说他们创造，他们就是繁衍这些生物体，繁衍后代。
So, he had many wives, and from different wives, he produced different species of life.
就是呢，刚才就是提到的 Kasyapa Muni 呢，他有不同的这些妻子，就是不同的妻子呢，繁衍了不同的这些后代。
So, from one of his wives, he produced the eagles like Garuda.
所以呢，从他的其中一位妻子，他 就是生出了这个这个鹰鹰类，就是 Garuda。
And then from another wife, he produced the serpent.
从他的另外一个妻子呢，他就繁衍了这个蛇类。
So that makes them brothers, actually. Same father, different wife.
事实上呢，就是这就造就了，就是他们成为了这个兄弟，他们是同父异母的兄弟。
So this was Kaliya's request. I am the younger brother of Garuda. If sometimes he is not available, then I can be your carrier.
所以呢，这就是卡利亚蛇的祈祷，就是我是这个 Garuda 的弟弟，就是如果他有时候就是没空的话呢，那么我可以成为你的坐骑。
And as we read in the Puranas, there is some reference that.Sometimes he takes Krishna from Vrindavan to Mathura to kill Kamsa.
所以呢，就是在Purana 中呢，就是有所提到，就是当 Krishna 他从 Vrindavan 去到 Mathura 要去杀这个康萨的时候呢，这时候卡利亚蛇就成了 Krishna 的这个坐骑。
So after worshipping the Lord and putting sandalwood over his body, then Kaliya and his wives and family, they all left the river Jamuna.
所以呢，在卡利亚蛇他就是往慧士娜身上涂上这个檀香浆，崇拜了他之后呢，卡利亚蛇。和他的妻子们，他的这些家人们，他就离开了。
And really, Kaliya obtained this blessing because of his wives.
而卡利亚蛇呢，他之所以就是得到这样的仁慈，是由于他的妻子的原因。
Because of their worship and devotion and prayers, Krishna purified.Kaliya completely and blessed him in a wonderful way.
由于他妻子们的这种奉爱，他们的这种崇拜以及祈祷，所以呢，卡利亚蛇得到了 Krishna 完全的这个净化。Krishna 呢就以一种非常美妙的方式祝福了卡利亚蛇。
So this right returns us to.The importance of Krishna's devotees. If they appeal on our behalf, then it becomes much more likely Krishna will accept us.
所以呢，这同时呢也是提醒我们，就是Krishna 奉献者的这个重要性。如果他们为了我们向 Krishna 祈祷的话呢，那么 Krishna 就很有可能会就是接受我们。
So, then Krishna returned to the bank of the Jamuna, where all the residents were still waiting.
这个时候呢，就是 Krishna 回到了亚穆纳河岸边，Vrindavan 的居民呢仍然在岸边等待着他。
And all of this happened, what we had described, the prayers, and all, this happened in an island, a small island which was in the middle of this part of the Jamuna River.
就是我们刚才提到了，就是说，像供奉祷文的，这些，逍遥时光呢，是发生在这个亚穆纳河中的一个岛屿，一个岛上。
So to go back to the bank, if Krishna had, how would he go back? You know, he can't. He would have become wet.
那么，如何？Krishna 如何从这个岛上回到这个岸边呢？如果他自己的话呢，可能就会就是打湿。
So it says that Kaliya arranged for the serpents, because he was not alone, right? He had his family and friends, and So the different serpents, they became like stepping stones for Krishna. So he walked on the heads of the serpents from the island to the bank of the river.
So
they became like a bridge.
他们呢就用他们的这个头棚搭建了一座桥，就类似于像是桥一样。Krishna 从上面从这个岛上，就是走到了这个河岸边。
Right, in this way, yeah, Krishna didn't become wet, but from the island to the bank of the Jamuna, he walked in this way.
所以呢 ，Krishna 他就从这个岛上到河岸边，他就以一尺方式，就是走过去，他自己身上没有被打湿。
So it's as we heard earlier, when this pastime began, it said that Krishna remained wrapped in the coils of Kaliya for one muhurta, which was approximately 48 minutes.
这是我们在之前聆听到，其实呢，当 Krishna 他被这个蛇身缠绕，束缚在其中的时候呢，大概在里面待了就是有一个姆呼塔的时间，48分钟左右。
And then Krishna began right to dance on the hoods of Kaliya.
之后呢 ，Krishna 就开始在卡利亚蛇的这个头棚上起舞。
So it doesn't specifically say how long all of this took, you know, Krishna's chastisement and then the prayers of Kaliya and his wife. It doesn't specifically say how long all of this took.
就是没有特别的提到，就是有关 Krishna 惩罚卡利亚蛇，还有他的妻子们，就是卡利亚蛇向他供奉这个祷文，这些。总共就是大概经历了多长的时间，这一点都没有具体的提到。
But by the time the whole event was over, it was already late afternoon, early evening.
但是呢，就是说，当整个这些事情经过已经结束之后呢，就是这个时候呢，已经是下午的傍晚时分。
And therefore, the residents of Vrindavan, they decided to stay on the bank of the Jamuna on that evening.
所以呢，就是 Vrindavan 的居民呢，就是决定当晚就是待在这个亚穆纳的河岸边。
So this is the pastime of Kaliya.
所以呢，这就是卡利亚蛇的这个逍遥时光。
So previously, as we heard, Krishna told Kaliya to return to the ocean where he was originally.
就是呢 ，Krishna 他告诉卡利亚蛇呢，你应该回到你最原初的就是这个海洋中。
As we I had mentioned a little bit, originally Kaliya was there in a place known as Ramanaka Dweep.
就是呢，我在刚开始的时候呢，可能提到就是卡利亚蛇呢，他最初是待在就是。What's the name?
Ramanaka Dweep.
Ramanaka Dweep.
Dweep means island, like Nava Dweep.
Yeah, yeah. Dweep 的意思呢，就是岛，就像我们说的是 Nava Dweep.
So originally, Kaliya resided there, in the ocean, in this around this island.
最初呢，就是 卡利亚什它是待在就是这个岛的附近，是在这个海洋当中的这个岛。
But he left there because of fear of Garuda.
但是呢，后来由于他惧怕 Garuda， 所以他就离开了。
So that is described in chapter 17 of the 10th canto.
所以呢，这在就是瓦坛的第十篇第十章就是十七章中有所提及。
So how did this happen? Let's tell that for a little bit.
所以呢，这个是如何发生的呢？我们现在来讲一下。
So we had already spoken earlier that Garuda is not a vegetarian, not in this material world anyway.
我们之前提到了，就是嘎鲁达呢，它并不是一个素食者，在这个物质世界，它不是这个素食者。
And he is sort of half human, half eagle kind of a form, more eagle and a little bit human.
它呢就是基本上是半鹰半人的一个形体，它更多的就是这个鹰的形体，可能有一些人的这个形体。
So he would eat fish and snakes. This was more or less his food.
他主要是以这个鱼和这个蛇为食，这是他的食物。
So they, Garuda, so the, a number of snakes were living in this Ramanaka island, in this area, in the ocean.
就是呢，有一些这个蛇类呢，它们生存在这个Ramanaka 这个岛。
So from time to time, Garuda used to come and just eat snakes.
嘎鲁达呢，就是时不时的，他会去到这个地方去吃一些蛇。
So the snakes appeal to Garuda, can let us make a specific offering to you every 2 weeks, and you please don't, you know, just pick us up and eat us. We'll prepare an offering, we'll leave it at a certain place, and you can please just take it from there.
所以呢，后来就是这些蛇呢，他就向嘎鲁达祈祷说，就是呢，我们就是还是向你做一些这个供奉嘛，就是说每两周一次，这样的话呢，你就不用就是说可能随便呢，就是抓住我们其中的某一个，那么我们呢就是会提前给你准备好，放在某一个地方。这样的话呢，你就可以前来取你的这个贡品了。
So each of the serpents who were residing there, they prepared some offering and they kept it in a certain place.
所以呢，居住在这个地方的这些蛇类呢，他们就是为这个嘎鲁达呢，他准备好他的这个贡品，放在某一个地方。
But Kaliya didn't.
但是呢，卡利亚蛇却例外。
he because of his pride and arrogance, he thought, why should I offer anything to Garuda?
卡利亚蛇呢，由于他的这种傲慢、骄傲，当时他就想，我为什么要对这个嘎鲁达做供奉呢？
And in fact, he Kaliya would eat the offerings prepared for Garuda.
而且更甚的就是卡利亚蛇会吞掉就是其他的这些蛇给嘎鲁达的贡品。
So this came to the attention of Garuda, who thought this envious prideful snake needs to be punished.
所以呢，嘎鲁达就注意到了这个现象，然后呢，嘎鲁达当时就想，这个充满嫉妒的、骄傲的这个蛇，一定要让他得到惩罚。
So this was Kaliya's first offense, his offense to Garuda. Disrespect towards Garuda, who is the great carrier of Lord Vishnu.
所以呢，这是 卡利亚什他对于嘎鲁达的第一个这个冒犯，他呢这是对于主维什诺的这个伟大的这个坐骑而起的一个冒犯。
He had an arrogant, hateful, angry attitude towards him, towards Garuda, and also took the items that the offerings that were meant for Garuda.
他呢就是对 Garuda 有这么一种就是憎恨愤怒的一种情绪，而且呢他也吞吃掉了就是给 Garuda 的这个贡品。
So Garuda attacked Kaliya in this area, and of course Kaliya had no hope to defend himself against Garuda. So he went to this part, this lake, like a branch of the Jamuna River in Vrindavan, because Garuda could not go there.
所以呢，后来就是说。嘎鲁达他呢袭击了这个卡利亚什，卡利亚什呢这个时候就无力自保，所以呢他就来到了就是亚木纳河的其中的一个就是分支，就是这个湖边。
So why couldn't...
因为呢他知道这个嘎鲁达他没法来到这个地方。
Why couldn't Garuda go there?
嘎鲁达为什么不能来到这个地方呢？
Because, for the same reason, Garuda sometimes would go there to eat fish.
因为同样的原因，就是 Garuda 有时候他会前去捕鱼吃鱼。
So there was a rishi who was performing tapasya there.
有一位僧者呢，就在那儿进行苦修。
And the rishi was feeling sorry for the fish.
这个圣人呢他就为这些鱼类感到就是有一些怜悯。
So the sage cursed him that he wouldn't be able to come to the Jamuna because of this part of the Jamuna.
所以呢这位圣人就诅咒嘎鲁达说然后呢诅咒他就是不能前来就是亚木纳河的这个地方。
And Kaliya knew about this, and that's why he took shelter in that place.
Kaliya 神呢知道就是嘎鲁达受到了这个诅咒，所以呢Kaliya 神他之所以前来这个地方，
so,
就是因为这个原因。
When Krishna told Kaliya to return to his original place, he said, "No need to worry about Garuda, as we mentioned."The imprints of my lotus feet will tell Garuda to leave you alone. And, yeah.
所以呢，就是后来呢，卡利亚什呢，他有当 Krishna 就是告诉卡利亚什要回到他原初的这个海洋中的时候呢，卡利亚什还有一些焦虑。Krishna 就安抚他说：“你没有必要为此而担心，因为。”就是我的莲花主印已经印在了你的这个头棚上，所以呢，嘎鲁达呢，他不会对你怎么样。
Of course, and the story of the sage, what happened to the sage who cursed Garuda, goes on. Actually, the curse was an offense on his part because Garuda was much more advanced. He was a eternal associate of the Lord. So when this sage cursed him due to some so-called compassion for the fish, this was actually an offense.
所以呢，对于这位诅咒了嘎鲁达的一个圣者，他的情况怎么样呢？事实上，他是做出了一个冒犯，因为他是针对的主的非常伟大的一位进步的奉献者，嘎鲁达呢，他也是主的这个永恒的这个同游。而这位圣人呢，由于他对于这个鱼类的没有必要的这种所谓的怜悯，所以呢，他就做出了这种冒犯。
So, where is this place? Some people, there's no direct, shastric evidence as such.
How do I understand this sentence?
What
does it mean?
There is no direct reference from the Shastra.
经典中呢没有直接的一个引述。
But some people say, or it is said that this Fiji island is the place where Kaliya resides.
但是呢据说就是卡利亚蛇待了这个岛呢是去到了这个飞机。
This is the same Ramanaka island area.
这呢就是基本上是这个 Ramanaka 这个岛所在地。
And it is clear that Srila Prabhupada installed the Krishna Kaliya deities there in Fiji in our ISKCON temple.
而且呢就是圣文帕巴德呢也是在飞机就是 ISKCON 的这个神庙呢他也确立了有关这个卡利亚蛇的这个神像。
And Srila Prabhupada also did make reference that he did make some reference to the fact that Kaliya resides in that area.
他呢也没有就是直接的就是提到就是卡利亚蛇他居住在这个飞机岛这么一个情况。
Actually, did this? Yes, it did happen when Srila Prabhupada was there. 1976, yes, the Krishna Kaliya deity came to Fiji in 1976.
在1976年的时候呢就是卡利亚蛇的这么一个神像就是来到了这个飞机岛来到了飞机。
And it's also the case, the local people of Fiji, they have this idea that a many-hooded snake resides somewhere in their islands.
而且呢就是飞机当地的这些居民呢他们基本上会认为就是在他们岛的附近呢居住着有很多头的这些蛇。
At least I haven't seen any clear description, Shastric or Puranic description, that this is Ramanaka Island, but there are some references like this.
我呢就是确实没有在一些经典或者是 Purana 中确切的读到一些非常清晰的描述说就是说这个 Ramanaka 岛呢它就是这个飞机岛但是呢就是通常的话是这样说的。
But some people identify it as Fiji.
就是呢有些人呢他会把这个就是Ramanaka 这个岛呢就是是指这个飞机岛。
And certainly the local people of Fiji have this, you know, idea that there is some great serpent living in their islands.
而且呢飞机的当地的居民呢他们也会就是认为在他们岛的这个周围呢是居住的很多的这些蛇类。
So that's possibly one of the places where he went.
这呢也是就是卡利亚蛇他很有可能去往的这个地方。
And the incident about the sage cursing Kaliya, that's another story, so I don't wish to tell it because it's another story. But this finishes our incident of Kaliya.
就有关这个圣人他诅咒这个嘎鲁达的这么一个小耳时光呢，是另外一个故事了。 因为在此呢，我也不做过多的详细的阐述。
Of course, upon Krishna's returning to the bank of the Jamuna, of course, the residents who were in total anxiety, it was like their life coming back.
就是呢，当 Krishna 他回到亚穆纳河岸边的时候呢，这些文达温的居民他们的这个就是生命又像是复苏了一样。
You may remember when Krishna was wrapped in the coils of Kaliya, the residents basically had become almost dead in anxiety for Krishna's safety.
你们大家可能还记得，就是当 Krishna 他被蛇身缠绕的时候呢。这时候呢，这些文达温的居民看到这一幕的时候呢，他们就是非常担忧 Krishna 的这种安全，几乎在这种焦虑中将要死去。
And in different ways, Lord Balaram had to reassure them and even stop them from going into the Jamuna River to save Krishna.
所以呢，就是主巴拉拉玛呢，就是以不同的方式，就是确保，就是提醒，甚至是阻止他们，跳到亚穆纳河里去，想去阻止他们，就是想要拯救奎什纳。
But still, they were, you know, of course, in anxiety for Krishna's safety, again, almost to the point of death.
但是呢，他们对奎什纳的这种安全的这种焦虑就是几乎就是让他们快要死去了。
So upon Krishna's return, of course, it was like they came back to life.
所以呢 ,Krishna 他回来之后呢他们就是又复活了。
So what is the anarta that Kaliya represents? We have already spoken about it previously. Is right, cruelty, maliciousness, pride, envy. Right? These are all the qualities of a poisonous snake.
就是卡利亚蛇它代表我们的哪些 anatta 呢？我们之前呢也是提到过，就是代表就是这种残忍、这种冷酷、这种嫉妒。
And a little bit similar to Agasura, who wasn't a cobra, he wasn't a poisonous snake as such, he was a python, but similar qualities.
就是呢，这跟这个Agasura他的这个代表的这种品质基本上是相似的。这个Agasura呢，它是这种蟒蛇的一个那个形体。但是他们代表的这些品质是类似的。
And, you know, snakes are often characterized as, you know, just being poisonous, envious, cruel, you know, for no real reason, just because that's their nature.
通常的话呢，人们就是给蛇的这些特性呢，人们都会认为这个蛇呢，通常呢，它的这个特性呢，都是有毒性嫉妒，然后呢，非常的就是冷酷残忍，就是他们可能就没有任何的原因，他们的本性是这样的。
Right, we have. I think you may have heard of the incident regarding Srila Prabhupada.
你们可能就是也已经听过有关圣帕巴德的故事。
One time he was visiting Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I think in Mayapur, in one of the temples in Mayapur.
就是呢，有一次他拜访 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, 我想可能是在这个 Mayapur 的这个庙。
This was, of course, Srila Prabhupada was, of course, he wasn't a sannyasi and he was, you know, a grihastha.Business and family and such and such.
当时呢，就是帕巴德他并不是一位 sannyasi， 他是一位grihastha的。然后呢，他有他的生意，有他的家庭。
But anyway, he was there and Saraswati Thakur was there and Srila Prabhupada was in the courtyard or something and Saraswati Thakur saw a snake, a cobra, a poisonous snake.
然后呢就是在这个院子里呢当时呢就是Saraswati Thakur 他就看到了有一个有毒的一个这个蛇。
And very quickly, Saraswati Thakur, you know, instructed his disciples to kill the snake.
就是很快Saraswati Thakur 他就训斥他的门徒要就是弄死这条蛇。
And Srila Prabhupada expressed his a little bit confusion. You know, why is a saintly person so eager to kill a living being?
这时候呢，帕巴德他就表达了他的一些困惑，就是为什么一位圣人，他是如此急切的想要杀死一个生物体。
Because saintly people are supposed to be compassionate, but here he saw Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, you know, instructing his followers to kill this snake, this cobra snake.
因为圣人本来应该是本性怜悯的，但是呢，圣巴克蒂斯丹萨拉斯塔库尔他却就是急切的训斥他的门徒要他的这个追随者去杀死这个毒蛇。
So this was a little bit confusing for Srila Prabhupada.
所以呢，这对帕巴来说呢，他当时有一些困惑。
But then later, he came across a Shastric statement. I don't recall where exactly, but in which it said a saintly person is pleased when envious creatures are killed.
所以呢，后来呢，他就读到了经典中的一个陈述，就有一句话说，当这些有嫉妒的这些生物体被杀掉之后呢，这个圣人是感到开心的。
Because then they are released from that envious body.
因为呢，他们就是免除了他们的这个受嫉妒的这个之躯。
And scorpions are sometimes said to be in a similar category.
这个蝎子呢也是属于同一类的。
And why are they considered like this? Because for no reason they bite.
为什么蝎子也是四维同类呢？因为蝎子几乎是毫无理由的就会咬人。
And the same for poisonous snakes. For no reason they bite.
对毒蛇也是一样，他们就是咬人，是没有任何的理由的。
Like Agasura, as we remember, you might remember, just seeing the cowherd boys having fun, he became envious. Like, you know, harmless boys, harmless calves, but he just became envious for no reason. They didn't do anything to him, but he just became envious and he wanted to kill them.
就像这个Agasura, 他的这个例子一样。就是呢，当他看到就是这些无辜的这些天真的牧牛童这些小牛犊在那玩耍的时候呢，他就毫无理由的嫉妒起他们来，然后呢，他就想要杀掉他们。
So in the same way, Kaliya, you know, harmless village people, harmless cows, but just Kaliya, you know, was just so poisonous. He just wanted to harm them.
所以呢，这些就是村庄的这些男孩们，这些母牛们，他们都是非常的天真无邪的，没有对任何人造成伤害。但是呢，就是这么一条毒蛇就想要去杀死他们。
For no reason.
就毫无理由的去伤害他们。
Just because he was envious.
就只是因为他的这种嫉妒。
Same.Right, originally, with Kaliya's dealings with Garuda, right, all of the snakes had arranged the offering, but Kaliya just became envious. Why him? Why not me? And then he took all the offerings himself.
同样的就是卡利亚神呢对嘎如达的这个例子当中也是就是呢毫无理由的他就嫉妒这个嘎如达就是呢他抢走了他的这个贡品，当时他就想为什么是给嘎如达供奉，为什么不给我供奉。
And how envy is there? Because of pride. We think, why are we envious of someone? Because of pride. I am better. And then if someone seems to be like us, we become envious.
我们为什么会嫉妒呢？是由于这种骄傲。我们认为我们就是比其他人要好，要优越。如果其他人跟我们一样的话呢，那么我们就会嫉妒他们。
And ultimately, we are here because of feeling envious to Krishna. Why he is number one? Why does he get all the attention? Why do all the gopis love him? And so on.
然后呢，我们为什么会在这个地方呢？在我们会为什么会来到这儿呢？就是因为我们嫉妒 Krishna。为什么 Krishna 是老大呢？他是就是第一位最重要的人呢？他得到那么多的关注，他有那么多的这个gopi们。
So we feel envious.
所以呢，我们有为此而感到嫉妒。
Well, some discomfort in the heart. We feel some discomfort in the heart when someone is getting more attention than us, or someone is being glorified, or etc. We feel some discomfort. Why not me? Rather than feeling happy, we feel some.Enviousness, some discomfort in the heart.
所以呢，就是当我们看到其他人得到更多的这个关注，其他人受到荣耀的时候呢，我们并不是为此而感到欣喜，相反的呢，我们内心当中感到这种不愉悦、不舒服，我们就会想，为什么是他，为什么不是我？那么这就是我们感到这个嫉妒。
So these are the different anarchas that Kaliya represents.
所以呢，这就是卡利亚什他所代表的就是这种不同的这个 anatta.
And as we know from the story, as we also spoke already, to remove this anatta requires some beating.
就像在讲这个故事当中呢，我们提到了我们要。就是清除这个阿娜娜呢，我们是需要得到这种击打的。
Not only this anatta, but all the anattas. It requires some beating.
不光是这个阿娜娜，其他的阿娜娜也一样，我们需要就是需要得到些鞭打。
Not just beating, but also we have to perform the practice of bhakti yoga nicely. So.And that also results in the purification. But the beating helps us understand the teachings more deeply. And that helps us practice more deeply.
当然了，不光是这个通过这个鞭打，而且就是也是通过我们很好的去修习奉爱服务。那么我们得到了这个结果呢，就是进化。但是呢，通过这个鞭打呢，我们更能够深刻的去理解这个教导，而且我们也会更加深入的去灵修。
The more deeply we understand the teachings, the more deeply we can practice. The more deeply we can practice, the more deeply we become purified. And the beating helps with all of this.
所以呢，就是我们。越能够深刻的理解到我们的这个教导的话呢，那么我们修习的话就会越深刻更加的去深入，那么我们就会越多的得到进化。这一切呢，都需要我们就是能够通过这种得到这种重击，或者是得到这种鞭打。
And when such beating comes, we pray to.Krishna to give us the strength to deal with it properly.
当这种重击来临的时候呢，那么我们就向 Krishna 祈祷，我们可以有这个力量以恰当的去应对。
Because sometimes it's really very hard. to deal with it.
因为有时候对我们来说，可能要去就是啊、应对这种鞭打的话，可能就对我们来说太难了。
Right, and we all know the prayer, right? The Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya, right? We all know that prayer, basically.
嗯，我们都知道，就是对于这个 Gurudev 这个祈祷。嗯嗯。
So what does the prayer mean? Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya, Koroeda Se, Srinapeka Atihina, etc. So the first.The first prayer, what does it mean? You can look in the songbook. Not now, but in your own time.
其实你们在自己的时间呢，你们可以看一下，就是这个祈祷文中的这首祷文，就是有关对于 Gurudev 的这个祈祷。
So the first,
那么这些祷文的意思是什么呢？
The first prayer, the first verse, it's a prayer, right? We're praying to the Guru, to our Gurudev and the cyclic succession.By a drop of your mercy, make this servant of yours more humble than a blade of grass.
那么就是在这个祷文的第一个祈祷当中呢，就提到了，就是说通过你和这个使徒传习的这个仁慈呢，就是使你的这个仆人变得比这个小草还要卑微。
And then this is.Specifically related to our topic. Give me strength to bear all trials and troubles.
那么下面的这个祈祷呢，也是这里我们所强调的，就是给予我这种力量，让我可以去忍耐，去经历所有的这些痛苦苦难。
And free me from all desires for personal honor.
就是让我能够免于就是想要得到个人荣誉荣耀的这么一个欲望。
And then the next verse, similar. Invest me with the power to properly honor all living beings.
给予我这种力量，让我可以恰当的去荣耀，去尊敬所有的生物体。
We need to do that, we need power. We don't have anything. Right? This is the humility that's expressed here.
所以呢我们要做到这一点，我们是需要这个力量的，因为我们本身一无所有。这是这个祈祷当中所表达的这种谦卑。
Right, and then we all know the other prayer, Oh Hey Vaishnava Thakura, also by Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
还有就是巴克利维诺尔塔库尔的另外一首这个祷文。
Oh hey Vaishnava Thakura, you know the one?
就是 Vaishnava Thakura.
You know the one? Jimuna Priya?
Yeah, I know this prayer, but I couldn't recite it.
Yeah, oh, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So in both of them are very beautiful prayers. And in text 3, it's similar. It says, Alone I find I have no strength to chant the holy name of Lord Hari.
就在这个祈祷文当中的第三部分呢，第三个祷文当中就提到了，独自一人，我是无法念诵主哈瑞的圣名。
I beg you, therefore, please be mercifulAnd with a little bit of faith, give me the treasure of the holy name of Krishna.
因此呢，就是我祈求，我仁慈的，就是祈求你，就是能够给我一点信心，就是呢，让我能够念诵主的这个圣名。
Right, so we need strength to do all these things. Without that strength, we can't do anything.
所以呢，我们要。做到上面所提到的这些都是需要力量的，没有力量的话呢，我们就是什么都做不了。
And these two prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakura, they very much illustrate that feeling.
所以呢，就是 Bhaktivinoda Thakura 的这两首祷文呢，都列出来了，就是强调了就是这种情感。
So that's something we can cultivate.
所以呢，这就是我们需要培养的地方。
Okay, so we had some questions from last week that we didn't answer, so maybe we can go to those, and if there's any from this week.
Okay, 我们上周还遗留一些问题，我们先从回答上周的问题开始。上周的遗留的问题，第一个是 Rajunya 爬步的顶拜爬步，顶拜翻译和主持，也顶拜你。痛苦更能进化，痛苦更能进化，强迫我们依靠 Krishna。是否看起来顺境比痛苦更不容易进化，更危险呢？可是这个世界的人们都祈求万事如意，事事平安，这种祈求也不是最好的祈求吧？
Say, I didn't fully understand.
Vincent says to Prabhu.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Don't say that. Just
okay, okay. So, the pains can purify.
Yes.
Purify us. Force us to depend on Krishna.
Yeah.
It seems that prosperity is... It's not so easy to purify us. It's more dangerous than pains. Is it true? But almost everyone in the world, they all wish that
all the
best.
Yeah,
everything is safety.
Yeah.
So this kind of prayer is not the best.
it's not necessary because it's not necessarily true that suffering or pain always gives deeper realization. It's not necessarily true.
就是呢，并不一定，都是这样的。就是说，痛苦这种，遭难、磨难。总是能够给人觉悟。
It's generally true. I think we can say it's generally true.
通常是这样的，就是说痛苦能够给人觉悟。
But not necessarily true in all circumstances.
但是并不是，在任何情况下，所有的情况下都是这样的。
And how much it is true might depend on individuals, how much faith they have in God.
其实痛苦能够净化人，给人觉悟，这一点在多大程度上是真实的，这取决于这个个人他在多大程度上有信心，对主有信心。
If someone's faith in God or Krishna is not very strong, if they have suffering, then the opposite might happen. They become atheists.
就是如果一个人对主的这个信心并不是那么强烈的话呢，那么当他处在痛苦之中的时候呢，他可能就会变成无神论者。
So that's why I say it's not necessarily true, but we might say it's generally more advantageous.
所以呢，这就是我为什么说，这种情况并不一定，必要，一定要是这样子，但是通常是这样的。这也是就是说痛苦它的就是一个可以给我们带来的一个优势。
Sometimes people also become distant from Krishna consciousness for the same reason. They don't feel happy. They feel more pressure. They have to follow this rule, follow that rule. And they feel more pressure or more difficulty. And then they distance themselves, you know, also for that same reason.
而且呢有时候呢，当人们就是在 Krishna 知觉中，他感受到这个压力，感到有困难的时候呢，他们呢就会想要去远离这个 Krishna。
So they may not, you know, become atheists, but they sometimes become distant from the practices because they just feel it's too difficult. I'm not feeling so much happiness. Why should I do this? I should just do things that make me happy.
所以呢，就是，当人们就是他 感到这种困难，感到这种压力障碍的时候呢，他们会试图去远离这种灵性的修习，保持一定的距离。可能他们并不一定会成为这个无神论者，他们就会想，就是我通过这些休息，我并不感到快乐，我为什么还要这样做呢？
So it doesn't always work like that.
其实并不总是像你提到的这种情况。
And we are, that's why we are taught to cultivate that mood, because it doesn't necessarily come naturally.
所以呢，我们被教导要培养这样的一个心态，因为这并不是自然而然就发生的。
And if we cultivate that faith, then yes, the effect will be more.
如果我们去培养这种信心的话呢，那么这个结果呢，就会更好。
As for praying for peace and prosperity, again, it's not a bad thing. There's nothing wrong to pray like that or to hope like that. But, it's not the best prayer. It's a prayer, but it's not the best prayer.
就像你提到的，就是如果我们祈祷这个万事如意，事事都顺心平安的话呢，那么这并不是一个不好的祈祷。因为人们总是就是祈祷希望事情是这样的，但是呢，这却不是最好的祈祷。
And it's also true that when we are comfortable, we can tend to become complacent. That's also generally true, but not always true. Like suffering, it's generally true, but not always true.
有时候呢，可能当我们一切很舒适安逸的时候呢，我们就会变得自满。那么这一点也并不在任何情况下都是这样的，就像这个痛苦它会就是说净化我们，让我们觉醒，这个一般是这样的，但并不完全总是这样的。
So it's not that, you know, in order to advance we have to have suffering all the time. that probably is not necessary.And that's not the meaning either.
而且呢，也并不是说为了能够进步，我们一定都要经受痛苦，没有必要的，经受痛苦，这一点也并不总是这样。
Certainly we need to be reminded from time to time.
但是呢，肯定我们都需要时不时的，就是得到一个提醒。要记住，就是这一点。
Just so we don't, because you know, conditioned souls are forgetful. We are forgetful, so we do need to be reminded from time to time.
因为我们是受条件限制的灵魂，我们呢很容易就遗忘了，所以呢我们需要不断的提醒，要记住这些教导。
And Krishna consciousness is supposed to be a happy process, so it's supposed to give us happiness.
Krishna 知觉的程序呢是一个非常愉悦的一个过程体验，所以呢 Krishna 知觉是可以带给我们这个快乐的。
If we are doing it a little bit properly, we should generally be happy.
如果我们就是能够稍微恰当的去休息的话呢，那么我们就会感受到快乐。
But from time to time, yes. And it's just the nature of the world anyway. There's going to be some difficulty. And that reminds us how we need to take more shelter of Krishna consciousness to be happy and less shelter of, you know, material things.
所以呢，我们需要就是时不时的能够就是被提醒的，就是记住这些教导。因为这个世界呢，本来它就充满了这些困难。那么呢，我们如果是更多的去脱离于 Krishna 知觉，从中感受到快乐的话呢，那么我们就会就会越少的从不脱离于 Krishna 中感受到快乐。
And again, we all have our fate and our karmas and you know and what Krishna might arrange for us. that, you know, it all varies from person to person.
而且呢，我们也有自己的就是这个卡玛，我们的信心也不一样，就也会因人而异。Krishna 呢，他会根据不同人做出不同的安排。
We just try to accept whatever it is, the strength, right? We want the strength to accept trials and tribulation and remain happy in our practice of Krishna consciousness.
所以呢，我们其实是需要这个力量能够去接受，能够去经历这些困难，这些挫折，同时呢，在我们的灵性的休息当中保持快乐。
好的 ，next。
下一个问题，我看一下，还是上一周的啊，下面的一个问题，还是Rajini Prabhu，卡利亚什经过 Krishna 莲花主的触碰，得到净化，成为了奉献者了吧？他离开亚姆纳河之后，去往何方？
去往何方是什么
意思？Where did Kaliya go after he left Yamuna River?
So we spoke about that. So that was automatically answered in the class.
就是呢，我们在这个讲课当中就已经提到了这一点。
He returned to his original place, this Ramantaka Island, and some people say this is in the Fiji area.
就是呢，他回到了他原初待在的那个海洋，就是Ramantaka 那个岛。有些人说呢，这个岛就是目前是在这个飞机。
But whether or not it's there, he went some island place in the ocean.
不管是不是具体的那个岛，反正他是回到了就是海洋中的某个岛。
Yes, next.
下一个问题是潘达塔德瓦帕布、顶拜帕布和奉献者卡利亚什的逍遥时光说明，奎什纳通过惩罚去除一个人的坏品质。如嫉妒、贪婪、仇恨、愤怒等 ，Krishna 的仁慈改变了卡利亚什，成为奉献者。卡利亚什现在在哪里？帕帕德说在飞机还活着，是真的吗
？Yeah, so we spoke about that.
Yeah, yeah,
we spoke about that. Yeah, so.
我们这个问题的答案也已经在讲课当中谈论过了。
I don't know, to be honest.Whether Srila Prabhupada definitely said yes, he's in Fiji, or whether he said sometimes it is said that Kaliya is in Fiji, I don't know.
至于就是说圣帕巴德就是有没有确定的说过卡利亚什还在这个飞机我其实是不知道的。
Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would just say,Oh, it is said, or I have heard, you know, sometimes Srila Prabhupada would just repeat what he had heard.
有时候帕巴德他自己都会说就是据说或者是我听说。
Whether or not he actually understood it to be like that, you know, I don't know. But sometimes he would just quote what he had heard.Or what he had read from some other source. It is said, or I have heard, not really saying yes or no, but just this is what I have heard.
所以呢，就是说，帕巴德呢，他其实也是总是就是引述别人所说的，或者是他是讲他从别人那儿听来的，就是说。有关就是卡利亚什的到底是待在哪的这个地方，并没有说完全的肯定或者是否定。
But Srila Prabhupada did seem to indicate that yes, Kaliya resides in that area.
因为
Srila Prabhupada did seem to say that yes, Kaliya resides in that area.
圣帕巴德他呢确实看起来他是说过就是 卡利亚什他是居住在这个飞机岛。
I just found the link. This is a pro. I'll post the link and you can read it yourself.
哦，我给你们分享一个链接，然后呢，我们自己可以来看一下。
Probably you can find it. It's just yeah. You can press the link. It says a little bit about this.
嗯，就有关。有关这一点的话呢，可以从这个链接上可以找到相关的一些引述。
But remember, again, sometimes Srila Prabhupada, you know, sometimes we say Prabhupada said. But sometimes Srila Prabhupada would simply say, I have heard or it is said, whether or not he really believed it or not, you know, that we don't know. Or how strongly he believed, you know, we don't know. And sometimes he just gave general indications.
嗯，所以呢，有时候呢，我们总是会说圣人啪啪的说怎样怎样。事实上呢，就是圣人啪啪的这样说，他自己到底是否真的确信，或者是在多大程度上确信这一点，其实我们是不知道的。有时候啪啪的他自己都是说我听说，或者是据说什么什么什么样，就是啊、这呢也是只是给到我们。就是一个大致的一个概念。嗯。
Sometimes, yes, Srila Prabhupada was very explicit and very clear about something.
嗯，有时候呢，帕巴德就是对于某些事情确实是非常清晰的表述，就非常确定。
But sometimes, you know, Srila Prabhupada was less explicit and less clear. I have heard or it is said, so we have to be mindful about this.
嗯，但是呢，有时候对某些事情呢，帕巴德他可能就没有很多的这个解释，这个陈述，他也只是说我听说，就是类似的这样的一个表述。所以呢，我们对于这样的一些情况呢，我们要比较那个细心一些。
And again, you know, oftentimes we hear Prabhupada said from someone.Who heard it from someone, who heard it from someone, who heard it from someone, and how much it has been changed over two or three people, we don't really know also.
嗯，有时候呢，就是帕巴德可能他也会说，就是这个人他听说那个人怎样怎样说，就是经过就是不同人的这个转述，可能都转了好几次。那么中间在信息转述的过程当中，到底这个信息有没有变化，我们其实是不太确定的，我们是不知道的。
So we should be mindful of this, you know, when we say the Prabhupada said.
所以当我们引述帕巴的说的时候呢，我们也应该比较小心谨慎一点。
But the indication is, yes, Kaliya might be around that area. That's the general indication, but there doesn't seem to be any specific Quranic or Shastric, you know, evidence as such.
所以呢，就是通常来说，就是一般给到的这么一个暗示，一个信息，就是说卡利亚什还居住在这个飞机岛。但是呢，并没有相关的这个经典或者是 Purana 这个往事书给到这样的证据，就是来证明这个卡利亚什就在这个飞机岛。
嗯。Okay 了 ，Next。
Okay， 下一个问题。清凉。Siddharani 的问题。Hare Krishna， 顶拜老师，感恩聚会的奉献者。请问我们的家人在经受挫折和痛苦，是不是就像卡利亚什一样被 Krishna 踢打呢？直到皈依臣服，那我们是眼睁睁的看着他们吃苦皈依，还是为家人祈祷呢？是祈祷减少痛苦呢，还是祈祷他们早日向 Krishna 皈依呢？这样为他们祈祷也是一种依附吗？我们的心态应该是如何？
Mm. Well, we all have our fate. Family members also have their fate.
我们都有自己的一个就是说信仰， 信心啊，我们的家人也有他自己的这个信仰信心。
不是信仰 ，fate， not faith， fate， F A T U， F A T E，
命运，
命运，
okay，
对，不是 fate，
这个命运。
嗯 ，fate，
yeah，
we all have our fate。
啊，我们都有自己的命运。
Including our family members。
啊，就是包括我们的这个家庭成员。
So this would be my answer. You can pray something like, if it will bring them closer to your lotus feet, please, you know, reduce their suffering or something like that. But if it's not going to really bring them closer to Krishna's lotus feet, better they just go through their fate.
嗯，所以呢，你可以这样向 Krishna 祈祷。就是如果通过减少他们的痛苦，可以让他们就是更加的接近你的莲花主的话呢，那么请你这样做。嗯，但是呢，就是如果你这样做并不能把他们带进你的莲花主的话呢，那么就让他们经历他们命运该经历的一切吧。
And I think when we pray for Krishna, we should always put if you so desire. Because we shouldn't tell Krishna to do something. Please, da-da-da-da-da, you know. If you so desire, da-da-da-da-da. That's better, rather than asking or telling or demanding Krishna to do such and such.
嗯，所以呢，我觉得我们在向 Krishna 祈祷的时候呢，我们都要这样，就是说前面加上Krishna， 如果你愿意的话，然后呢，再加上我们的祈祷文怎样怎样，而不能说直接向 Krishna 说 Krishna， 请你怎样怎样。我们不能就是说向 Krishna 提出要求，或者是就是说像命令的这种感觉，让 Krishna 去怎样怎样做。
We may do that, but it's not the best way to do it. Better we let Krishna decide what he wants to do, rather than us telling him what we think should be done.
嗯，我们可能会这样做，但是呢，这并不是一个恰当的最好的一个方式。最好我们应该就是说请求，就是说Krishna， 就是让他决定应该怎么做。
So family members.Again, they all have their fate. Whether or not, if they have less suffering, will they come to Krishna? We don't know. If they have more material wealth, will they come to Krishna? We don't know that either.
嗯，所以呢，我们的家人呢，他们也有自己的命运。是否就是说他们更少的受苦，就可以更加的接近 Krishna 呢？还说他们拥有更多的这个财富，他们就可以更加接近 Krishna。我们具体情况是不知道的。
So we can always put the if you so desire. I think that is better, at least on our part, rather than telling Krishna what we think is needed.
嗯，所以呢，至少我们在祈祷的时候，我们就可以加上。Krishna， 如果你愿意的话，然后呢，怎样怎样，这是我们应该做到的，而不是说我们就是觉得就是 Krishna 需要具体怎样怎样做。
And we can just try to give more opportunity for family and friends to engage in some kind of service. They don't need to know they are, but we can just try to arrange such arrangements where they can do that.Because that will help them. By them doing service, knowingly or unknowingly, that will be benefiting them spiritually.
嗯，所以呢，就是我们呢也可以就是说让我们的家人、我们的朋友去从事一些服务可能他们并不知道这是一种服务，就是说让我们自己要非常巧妙、有智慧的做出某些安排，然后呢。一种方式去帮助他们，就是这些服务呢，在他们知情或不知情的情况下，我们去就是让他们能够参与到其中，这会对他们非常让他们非常受益。
But remember, each soul has its time, and we might, you know, pray, we might do this, we might do that, but none of that necessarily means they will accept, because everybody has their free will.
所以呢，其实每个灵魂都有他自己恰当的一个时机，他就是看他的这个时机成熟不成熟。其实我们可能为他祈祷，我们为他做这件事情，为他做那件事情，但是至于他是否能接受，那么这是他的自由意志。
That's up to them. That's their choice. But we can still pray and, you know, help and.But finally, the outcome that we cannot control.
所以呢，这是这完全取决于他们，这是他们的选择。但是呢，我们肯定是可以，就是说能够通过祈祷，在一定程度的帮助他们。但是呢，就是最终都要取决于他们自身。
Okay, next.
OK, 下一个问题安琪的曼塔吉的已经回答过了这个问题。
Okay,
那就是这周的问题。淡然一笑，卡利亚蛇的妻子们是奉献者，愿意嫁给非奉献者卡利亚吗？一般不愿意吧。
Say again, I didn't fully understand that.
卡利亚斯 wives are devotees. Are they willing to marry non-devotee Kaliya? I think maybe they won't.
Whether they were devotees before marrying Kaliya or after marrying Kaliya, it does not say.
其实他们在嫁给卡利亚蛇之前，他的这些妻子们到底是奉献的还是不是奉献的，我们也不知道。
And it doesn't say. It simply says they were devotees. It doesn't say before or after.
就说没有具体说他们是在嫁给卡利亚蛇之前还是之后成为了奉献者，只是提到了他们是奉献者。
Let's say they were already devotees. Let's say they were.
就比如说他们已经是奉献者了。
Then probably, you know, they probably received some pressure from their families and such to marry Kaliya. So maybe they felt they had no choice, they just did it as a duty.
可能呢，就是出于这个家庭方面的这个压力，然后呢，他们觉得就是说，有这个职责，有义务需要就是说嫁给这个卡利亚。他们只是出于一种职责，履行职责义务而已。
They couldn't remain single, right? Probably in the culture, they couldn't remain single. If it wouldn't have been him, it would have been someone else.
就是呢，在他当时的这个处境当中呢，可能他们是无法就是继续保持单身，就是非得要就是找人嫁掉，不是卡利亚蛇的话，可能就是其他人。反正总是要出嫁的。
Sometimes we are obliged to do things that we may not like to do, but sometimes the situation is just like that.
有时候呢，我们就是说，会出于义务，去做一些可能我们并不是喜欢，去做的这些事情。但是呢，这个事实的情况呢，往往就是说，可能我们不得不这样做。
But that doesn't have to stop us from being a devotee of Krishna.
但是呢，这并不阻止我们成为Krishna 的奉献者。
Sometimes the example is just a more recent example is Srila Prabhupada's sister who was married to a non-devotee. She was a devotee. She was initiated also from one of Prabhupada's godbrothers or maybe from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati himself.And she married a non-devotee. And it didn't stop her from marrying him. It didn't stop her from being a devotee. And she served him as a dutiful wife.
然后呢，就是有关圣人帕巴德他的这个妹妹，她呢也是一位奉献者，而且已经启迪过了。但是呢，她却嫁给了一位非奉献者。 但是仍然就是说作为这个妻子呢，她还是很好的履行她的这个职责。
And, you know, there are other, they, you know, if I looked, I'm sure I could find other examples, but sometimes it just happens like that.
所以如果我们要找这样的例子的话呢，我们都可以找到。有些时候这个事实情况呢，有时候总是这样的。
It may not be an ideal situation, but the world is not ideal. What can be done?
就是事实可能并不是一种理想的情况，但是呢，这个世界本来就并不理想，我们还能怎么做呢？
Whether before or after, you know, we just have to do the best we can in that situation.
不管是之前还是之后，就是我们只是尽其所能，能够在目前所处的当下能够做到最好。
But even if they became devotees after marrying Kaliya, still the challenge is the same. Whether before or after, the challenge is still the same. The husband is not a devotee.
其实即便是他们嫁给卡利亚舍之后成为了奉献人，他们面临的这个挑战其实是一样的。因为丈夫还不是奉献人呢。
So then you might say, well, his husband's not a devotee, then she should leave them. They should leave him.
然后你可能会说，哦，现在，他们是奉献者了，他们的丈夫不是奉献者，那么他们应该离开他们的非奉献者丈夫，难道他们应该离开吗
？They didn't do that. If they became devotees after, let's say they became devotees afterwards, but they didn't leave him.
就比如说，如果是他们在结婚婚后成为了奉献者。他们并没有离开。
So it's still a challenge, one way or another, before or after, it's the same challenge.
所以呢，不管是他们婚前还是婚后成为了奉献者，就说呢，还是同样面临着挑战的。
And we just have to do what we have to do, and like them, they remain devotees. It doesn't seem like Kaliya stopped them.From worshiping Krishna, it doesn't seem like he did that.
所以呢，他们就是只是去做他们应该做的事情，他们继续保持是奉献者，而且也没有提及说卡利亚什就是阻止他们就是去做奉爱服务去崇拜 Krishna.
But obviously they had to make some adjustment to accommodate their husband. Obviously they had to do that.
当然了，就是说他们肯定是需要去做出某些那个调整的，以适应他们的这个丈夫。
So in living in this world, it's less than ideal, and we learn to make adjustments, but still remain in as devotees of Krishna.
所以呢，我们就是生活在这个世界，如果这个。近况呢并不是那么理想的话呢，我们需要去做出某些这个调整，同时呢，我们也需要就是继续能够保持这个一直都是奉献者。
Remember, Srila Prabhupada's wife wasn't exactly a devotee either.
要记住，就是帕巴的妻子也不是奉献者。
She was a pious Hindu lady, but she wasn't, you know, interested in the same way he was.
帕巴的妻子呢是一位比较虔诚的，就是说印度教的女士，但是呢，她并不像圣帕巴的那样。
You know, she wasn't interested in initiation or you know nothing like that.
她对启迪也不感兴趣，她对这些灵修方面基本上没什么兴趣。
But Srila Prabhupada stayed for many many years and performed his duties.
但是呢，圣帕巴的他在这个家居生活当中也是，就是待了很长的这个时间，履行他的职责。
Okay 啦 ，Let's go on。
我们来看下一个问题。Panasadava Prabhu, Hare Krishna, 敬拜帕布和所有奉献者，卡利亚什的妻子为卡利亚什祈祷。邪恶的卡利亚什成为奉献者，如果他们不祈祷， Krishna 杀死卡利亚时结果更好。奉献者是否可以为罪恶的人祈祷呢？
We cannot say, I don't think we would say, that if Kaliya died, it would be better.
我们也不能说如果卡利亚时死掉的话，这个会更好。
In the commentaries, it does not say that.
这个评论当中呢也没有这样说。
Krishna may have said something like that in the conversation with the Nagapatnis, but as I said earlier, I think he was sort of joking just to see what their response would be.
Krishna 呢可能在跟这个卡利亚舍的妻子们呢谈话当中呢，就是说也提到了，就是以这种玩笑的口吻，就是谈到这一点。以看卡利亚舍的这个妻子们的他的这个反应。
So I don't believe, at least my understanding, at least from the commentaries by our acharyas, I don't believe Krishna meant that literally. It was more, you know, some sort of joking.
所以呢，我觉得我们的那个阿查亚在这个评论当中呢，并没有直接字面上，就是提出来，是这样的，只是 Krishna 可能是以跟他的妻子们开玩笑的一个口，谈到了这点。
The fact that Krishna didn't kill him illustrates that Krishna allowed him to live, and his attainment was no less.
所以呢，就是Krishna 没有杀掉他这一点呢，其实允许他继续活下去。那么。也说明了，就是 Krishna 希望他能够继续就是活下去。
And as we heard, you know, Krishna touched Kaliya on the hood with his hand. So if there was some contamination still simply by touching Kaliya with his hand, all of that was went away also.
所以呢，就是后来呢 ，Krishna 通过用他的手触碰了卡利亚什，即便卡利亚什呢，他可能还有一些不洁，仍然遗留在身上，但是呢，通过 Krishna 的触碰，他一切都得到了净化，一切都不洁都得以消失。
And yes, Vaishnavas, we want to feel compassionate for everyone, however horrible they are.
是的，对 Vaishnava 来说，不管就是一个人他多么的可怕恐怖，我们呢总是对他充满了怜悯。
We don't wish badly for anyone.
我们不希望每个人，就是处在一个很，我们不希望别人变糟糕。
And yes, we want to have compassion for everyone, however bad they are.
不管一个人多么的坏，我们总是就是祝愿他。
We all have heard many times, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, they are the savior of the most fallen.
我们总是听过很多次，就是主蔡丹亚、马哈巴布以及主尼迪亚丹娜，他们呢是最堕落灵魂的拯救者。
And that's not just some poetic.Description. It's meant literally. It's literal. The most fallen.
这呢，就是在经典中，就是就是很明确的表明，就是他们是这个，就是明确的说明了是最堕落灵魂的这个拯救者。
It's not just some poem, poetic, you know, nice words or something like that.
并不只是一个，就是说就是这个怎么不是说只是说说而已。
It's meant literally. Literally, it's a literal meaning.
它呢就是就是这个字面上其实完全的是表明了他们是这样的。
So yes, we do want to pray for, but again, what we should pray? That's the question.
但是呢，就是我们是可以祈祷的。我们就是祈祷什么，这是另外一个问题。
You can look in Prabhupada's prayer upon his arrival in America. How does he pray? Right? We all know that prayer. It's in the songbook, the prayer book. That is the mood. That can be the prayer.
所以呢，就是我们应该如何祈祷啊？就是就像圣帕巴德当他到达美国之后，他的这个祈祷文，我们都可以就是学习他的这种祈祷的心态。
好的 ，finished.
I think there are more questions.
How many?
Two more questions. 淡然一笑，请问卡利亚什上辈子是谁？这么幸运被 Krishna 的莲花烛踩在头上，卡利亚的字面意思是什么
？Yes. It says. Kaliya receiving Krishna's mercy is not because of anything from the past. It's simply Krishna's causeless mercy upon him.
Kaliya 时得到 Krishna 的这个仁慈呢，并不是说就是他的上一世这样，而是说他得到了 Krishna 这个是由于 Krishna 无缘的这个仁慈。
It's not that in the past he was some, you know, he did something special or something like that. It was simply his causeless mercy.
并不是说他上一次他做了什么，然后呢才得到了这种仁慈，而是 Krishna 这种无缘的仁慈。
But it says it was not a result of his piety or austerities.
并不是他之前的这些苦行或者是虔诚而得到的这个结果。
I just posted something to that effect. But in his last life, yes, in his last life, he was a sage who was cursed due to his offense to another sage.
就是呢，他呢，就是在上一世的，他是对一位圣人做了冒犯。
It describes that this another sage wanted to meditate in his ashram.
就提到了，就是有一位圣人呢，就是想在他的灵修所进行冥想。
And he in his last life.The sage said, "No, I don't want you in my ashram."
据说呢，在他上一世的时候呢，他并不想让这个僧人在他的灵所进行冥想。
So the sage says, "Why are you hissing like a snake? Why are you angry like a snake for no reason?"
这位僧人呢，就对他说，你为什么就像这个蛇一样无故的发怒？
Become a snake.
那你还是变成蛇吧。
So he became Kaliya.
所以他就变成了卡利亚。
But then it is described that Lord Vishnu appeared at the same time and said, "In a future life, I will liberate you by placing my feet on your head."
后来呢，就是主维斯努他显现，然后呢，他又说，在将来呢，我会把我的莲花。放在你的这个头上。
But that was not the reason why he received so much mercy from Krishna. It was simply Krishna's causeless mercy. That's what the acharyas tell us.
但是呢，他想告诉我们，就是呢，刚才提到的那个，并不是他得到 Krishna 仁慈的这个理由，而是 Krishna 这个无缘的仁慈，所以才得到那么多的这个仁慈。
Okay, last one.
最后一个问题是庞继东顶拜咕噜。我们读的《薄伽梵歌原意》里面说，物质不是永恒的，只有灵魂不生不灭的。为什么卡利亚时还存在这个物质世界呢？
Why is he still in this world? That's
yeah.
the, because Krishna wants him to be.
因为 Krishna 想要他继续留在这个物质世界。
To assist in his pastimes, that's why.
啊，是为了能够协助 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
Yes, it doesn't specifically say he returned to the spiritual world. It doesn't specifically say that.
没有具体提到说他回到了这个灵性世界。
But we can understand that Krishna wanted him to stay here for his own reason, so he did.
所以呢，我们可以理解就是 Krishna 是希望他继续留在这个物质世界。所以呢，他就继续留在了这里。
At least for now.
至少是目前。
Okay, so we'll finish here, and if anyway it's a bit late, so we'll finish.
所以呢，因为今天时间已经有一些晚了，所以呢，我们就讲到这儿。
So, we'll continue next week.
我们下周的话会继续讲述。
So thank you for your time and pray you have a happy day.
谢谢你们大家花时间聆听啊，希望你们度过美妙的一天。
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Jamuna Priya.
Yeah, thank you for your wonderful lecture. And 各位 ，Okay, 差不多 zero。
Too late. No, I'm not doing it. They came too late.
Okay, okay.
It's 9:20. Do it next week.
Yeah. 行，那还有的两个问题我们留在下一周来回答，因为已经太晚了，不好意思啊。好，我们非常感谢我们尊敬的月亮爬布给予我们这个精彩的讲课，特别的感谢萨蒂玛大帝一如既往的这个转播。也感谢大家热情专注的聆听，还有提出来的这么多的好的问题。今天呢，我们的讲课就是结束。我们下周呢会继续讲述。感谢大家，希望大家在 Krishna 知觉中度过美好的一天。Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。